The path that you are going to take will make you cross a unique site in France, the Alley of the Shipwrecked, also called the Marine Cemetery of Guisan. In the old days, the path of the Good Mother. All along this path, as if meant to indicate the way which leads to the chapel of Notre-Dame des Ozils, 20 cenotaphs, tombs without bodies, cut into some humble stone of the clap by a quarryman from the village, are erected in the memory of the Guisan sailors who disappeared in the world seas. This unusual place, impregnated in solemnity, seriousness, dignity, has no sorrow, no distress. The fauna and flora thrive and vibrate with life. Here there are two pilgrimages, at Easter and Pentecôte, which are popular with the faithful. Each Easter Monday, in any weather, the people of Guisan go up together to the chapel for the mass. The procession stops in front of each cenotaph to give homage to those sailors lost at sea. The senior of the fishermen, along with the first of the prude homme, reads the epitaph and invites the participants to join them in prayer recited by the priest of Guisan. This tradition, as reminded by the white monument at the entrance of the Marine Cemetery, has started on the Easter Monday following the 28th of February 1797, day of the disappearance of 32 sailors in a storm. The pilgrimage of Whit Monday thanks Notre-Dame des Ozils for having stopped the cholera and plague epidemics, which claimed 116 lives in 1835. On this path you will tread in the footsteps of the sailors who came to pray for their dead, as well as those of the women who came to pray for their husbands or the mothers who came to pray for their sons, the families and friends who came to give homage to any one of them. The soul of the place invites you to meditation. Here, even the wind, the cerce, which for more than 150 days tortures the pines of Alep, holds its breath in order to keep the peace. Some say that it has gone with the women and the children to cry over the death of the sailors of Guisan.